1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful say and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, this phrase at the end is what I want to spend some time considering this morning. Paul makes this great and wonderful and clear gospel statement. And he says it is a faithful say. This, he says, is a faithful say and worthy of all acceptation, worthy to be accepted by all without exception, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Great statement, but then at the end he adds this, it's almost like a clincher, or something which emphasizes the truth of what he has said. These words, of whom I am chief. Sinners, Paul says, of whom I am chief. Now, the statement he makes is a great gospel statement. And it was a statement, this is a statement which has often been preached on and on which I have often preached. But I do feel that for a day like today, it gives us an opportunity to examine ourselves. Just that phrase, sinners, of whom I am chief. It gives us on this particular day an opportunity to, in a sense, measure ourselves and ask ourselves whether or not this phrase applies to us, or whether we would say, well, it certainly does not apply to me. And it's a very telling thing which answer you would give. Yes, this was a great gospel, but also Paul himself was God's great apostle. And yet he looked on himself as the chief of sinners. Now notice it doesn't say sinners of whom I was chief. In the past, of course, we all know the history of Paul, that he persecuted the church. But this is in the present tense. Of whom I am chief. Now that's important. Many of you, like myself, but I've no difficulty about saying, well, there was a time when I was the chief of sinners. But would we still say even today? In fact, would we say it more than ever today? That I am, or that we are the chief of sinners. Though it's a tremendously important question. It says a lot about you or me. Whether we say, yes, that's me. Today, that's me. Or do you say, no, that's not me today. It's a very revealing and a very searching question. But today I am very thankful Let us praise from the mouth of God's great apostle. It is in this book, that it is in the Holy Scriptures, to describe Paul as the great apostle, sinner, of whom I am chief. Now, first of all, I want to say this phrase, that it is, or should be, an encouraging phrase. None can say, especially in the face of this whole verse, and including what Paul says about himself, that none can say in the face of this that they have sinned too much to be saved. That they have perhaps sinned some particular sin, which means that they cannot be saved. Because this includes the chief of sinners. Even those who have committed the chief of sins, if there's such a thing. It opens the door wide. It is as if heaven's door is opened here, wider, as wide as it could possibly be. All sinners, even the chief of sinners, can enter this door through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world to save sinners, even the chief of sinners. None, in the face of this verse, none can despair. None can say, I am beyond salvation. None can say, well, I want to be saved, but the door is closed to me. So it is in that way, it is an encouraging phrase. This whole gospel, the whole communion season, the whole Lord's table, everything, it's all for sinners. Not for the righteous. They're bad. Sinners are called, even the chief of sinners. So we might move on now to the question, what kind of sinner are we? What kind of sinner am I? What kind of sinner are you? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the children present, they will know something about scales. And scales that are best known, of course, are the musical scales from do, low do to high do. And the highest ones are the most, usually the most difficult ones to reach. So that's an example of a scale. I want today, want us today to consider and to think about this scale and where you would place yourself. Say there was a scale. There was a scale. Maybe there is one. In your mind, I don't know, of the degree of sinnership, or the degree of you, the place that you have, where would you place yourself? Would you place yourself low down the scale, just a small sinner, certainly a sinner, but not really a serious thing. Or would you say, well, I'm just Mr. Average, about the middle of the scale? Or would you say, I am right up there, the top, the chief of sinners. That's me. That's where I belong. Well, it is a very important question. It is very important because if you think that you are anything below the chief of sinners, then you are rating yourself better, at least, than some. Do you think that's a good thing? If you say you're below the top, are you not saying that you're a sinner, maybe even a serious sinner, but I am better than some. Better than some. Do you always see yourself as somewhere on that scale below the top mark? It is a very important question. Why is it important? Because if there is one thing that you cannot take with you to the presence of God or to the Lord's table, there is one thing that you cannot take with you. You must not take with you. You must not take a trace of it with you. It is the sense, the conviction that you are better than some others. Because you're displaying a measure of self-righteousness. You can be the greatest sinner in the world. That table is your place. If you come to that table, oh yes, I'm saying, oh yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm better than some. I can't even say, well, I'm better than so and so, so and so, so and so. These people are all bigger sinners than me. Can you take that with you to the Lord's table? No. Because there is in it this trace of certain things that are even in the smallest fraction are poisonous. And self-righteousness or betterness or better than someness is poisonous to your spiritual life. You come to the Lord's table as the chief of sinners. You cannot, you must not come with any better idea of yourself than that. Otherwise, you are saying, well, I am not the best, but I am better than some. We cannot come to the Lord's table as comparers. Comparing yourselves with others. There is only one thing that is suitable. And that is, Lord, I am the chief of sinners. It's not just that I have been. But the more I go on in the Christian life, the more I realize the depth of my sin. The more I realize how sinful my heart is. And that's what God says. Lord, I am the chief of sinners. Right now, I cannot see anybody in the world who is a worse sinner than myself. What does the Bible say about these little bits of righteousness which we can so easily harbour? It calls them filthy rags. All your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. One thing sure, if you were going to meet the Queen, you wouldn't go and meet her with a filthy old rag of a suit, or of a dress or a frock that was full of holes and stained and just a mess. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't dream of it. That's what it's like. When you come before God with even the slightest little bit of bitterness or goodness, and you are coming before Him in these filthy rags of your own self-righteousness. There was one man once, sure you heard this before, who had become a Christian. And his friend asked him, "Well, you were a good man before. Why did you have to take this extra step? What happened to you?" This man says, "Well, I'll tell you." He says, I took all my bad deeds and I gathered them all together in a heap." The other man was nodding. Yes, he agreed. Then the man says, "Then I took all my good deeds and I put them all in the same heap. That's where they belong. They are the filthy rags of your own good deeds, your own self-righteousness." You know, the Christian always does good deeds. Good deeds, good works are the fruit of a Christian life. But they have no place in our relationship or our standing with God. We do them because we are Christians. We don't do them in order that we might become better Christians. We do them because they are the natural thing for us as Christians, and we must leave them there. This man said, "I am the chief of sinners. I have put them all my good deeds, all my bad deeds, all together. Because they were all sin." he is saying, isn't he? I am the chief of sinners. Even my good deeds were sin. Because you know what it's like. Your good deeds become tainted with a certain amount of self-approval. So what does it mean for us to consider ourselves the chief of sinners? What is it that brings us to that point where we just see ourselves as the chief of sinners? What's the great thing that comes in upon us which drives us to that point? It is an appreciation of the holiness of God. And because of that, the seriousness of sin against God. It means that you want to confess your sins totally. It means that you have no desire whatsoever to minimize or diminish your sin. But that your desire is rather that they should be in the reality of what they are. Sin against a holy God. It involves an appreciation of holiness and some appreciation, however little, of the holiness of God Himself. Then we can mention something we mentioned last night. You are doing this all important thing of justifying God. I am the chief of sinners. You are saying, Lord, thou art right in thy judgment. Thou art just and right in all things. You are just and right, just and right in telling me that I am the chief of sinners. In the sight of thy holiness, in the presence of thy holiness, that is what I am. Can you magnify your sins too much? Certainly not. You cannot magnify your sins too much in the presence of the God who is holy. The publican could not as much as lift his head, but he banged his breast, Lord, have mercy on me, sinner. These sinners, what it is, as it is in the original. These. He saw himself as the sinner, the chief of sinners. Whereas Pharisee, it actually makes me more and more sick every time I read that. I read about that Pharisee. Pray to himself, Lord, I thank thee that I am not this, I am not that, I am not the next thing. I thank thee I am not like this publican. Thank God. Oh, how sick the man was. How sick he was. And oh, how right the publican was. How right he was with God. He went down to his house justified rather than the other. He was right with God. The other one was all so wrong with God. He couldn't be more wrong. Now these are extremes. But we have to be very careful in our assessment of ourselves. Now, time's gone, so we must conclude. Just a word or two. As we examine ourselves with a view to the Lord's table, this is the day for self-examination. Do you have some preparation for the Lord's table? Yes, these pre-communion meetings are a preparation, and it is something that we should be thankful for, that we have this, that we have inherited these things from our forefathers. But is it in some way qualifying us or making us more fit to sit at the Lord's table? Is it in some way enabling us to say, well, I am ready for it? Is it in some way making us think, well, I am fit? Well, if that's the case, then you are not prepared. What's the best preparedness for the Lord's table? It is to be unprepared. Yes. You come there knowing that there is nothing that can make you fit, except that you're a sinner. Yes, even the chief of sinners. When you have nothing to commend yourself, when all these things that you do, and I encourage you to do them, all these spiritual exercises, seeking to draw yourself apart from the world, seeking to emphasize that God has made a change in your life. Yes, these things have their place, but we must not bring them to the Lord's table as a qualification. Qualification is, in fact, the supreme qualification is to be able to say, I am the chief of sinners. Paul said, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, of which I am chief. Would you put your own self in there? Chief of sinners. Nothing command you, except that it's a table for sinners. Not for prepared sinners, in the sense of any kind of personal righteousness. Not for those who are ready, in terms of that the past few days have made them in some way more qualified. It is that you are reduced rather than increased. Reduced, humbled, brought down low. Until you say, yes, I am the chief of sinners. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we pray that Thou would bless to us Thy word, that Thou would grant us, Lord, true preparedness, bringing nothing of our own, but coming empty, coming as sinners, even the chief of sinners. To remember us, Lord, in the rest of this day, pray that Thou would remember this congregation in the days that come, as Thy servant comes to minister. Pray, O Lord, that Thou would open the windows of heaven upon them, that they may know blessing from heaven. Forgive our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now